This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Barry Martin remembers his days at the Leslie M. Frost Natural Resources Center as some of the happiest of his life. He began his tenure there as an education technician and moved through various management roles, staying for more than 28 years. Martin felt fortunate to engage with people from all walks of life to educate, inform, and enlighten them on the beauty of our natural world. And now, 22 years after the once bustling outdoor education center closed, Martin is reflecting on its recent sale and the planned future use as an addiction and mental health treatment facility.
I started in 76 and started as an education technician, someone who just worked with school groups when they came up and helped develop curriculum, and then spent a lot of time in front of classes, indoors and out, bringing their attention to the natural world and man's relationship with it and understanding of ecosystems. Our facility was part of quite a large industry in Halliburton Highlands. There was, at the time, there were 7 year-round outdoor centers and about 25 summer camps. And I don't think there's any jurisdiction in Ontario, if not Canada, that had that concentration of outdoor learning and outdoor recreation. I mean, all the centers were a bit different, but it included Kinark and Halliburton Forest and Bark Lake when it was open, and Wanakita, Madiba. So it represented a pretty large industry, actually, when you add all that together. But our focus at the Frost Center wasn't so much outdoor recreation. We had canoeing and hiking and skiing and that sort of stuff. But most of it was focused on the science and geography curriculum. And we developed lessons and activities that tied directly into the Ontario curriculum so that teachers had a measure, could meet some of the objectives of the curriculum.
With a sprawling campus and dorms that could accommodate more than 200 people, the Frost Center was the leader in environmental education workshops and training. Everything, Martin said, was tailored to a unique experiential education.
We typically started in an indoor situation. We had themed classrooms. So we had one classroom that was all about fish and wildlife and had all kinds of specimens, and another forestry room and so on. We had different themed rooms, a recreation room that had an incredible collection of snowshoes, heritage snowshoes. And we had a lapidary room where we could cut and polish rocks, a model mining claim where students can go out and use equipment to detect mineral deposits. It was a very, very ambitious but really unique program for it. So I started out as a technician, and then over the years had opportunities to get promotion and then move into more of a specialist position and managing the education team at the Frost Center. And we had a team of 5 or 6 educators that worked the groups. And we very much were in the business of professional development for teachers. We had workshops. We had what was called an additional qualification courses with Nipissing University, where teachers could sign up for a whole week at the Frost Center to learn about environmental science and so on. And then in 1992, it officially, even though there'd been training for Ministry of Natural Resources staff since its inception, really, they designated as the ministry's principal training facility. So that kind of brought a little bit more money into it. And it was well-suited because we have a gym, we had a shooting range, we had, there's trails, there was all these classrooms, and we had ministry staff, and not only Ministry of Natural Resources, but other ministries. The OPP would come there for 3 to 5 days or longer for courses. And so there was a real mix. At any given time, there was a real mix of people. You could have a group of grade 6 and a group of biologists from all over Ontario. So an incredible way to work.
The Frost Center has sat idle since its closure in 2004. A massive public outcry fought the center's closure, but the province chose to lease the facility for outdoor education activities. The Frost Center Institute, led by Bosch Kung-Cottager and former IBM executive Al Aubrey, offered summer camps, a conference center, and a space for environmental science seminars. After operating on a deficit and not paying rent for more than 3 years, the center was closed in 2010. Since then, the buildings have sat dormant. Last Friday, the announcement that the Leslie M. Frost Natural Resources Center, located in Algonquin Highlands on the shores of Lake St. Nora, had been sold for $3 million. Canoe FM spoke to the real estate who's assisting in the sale. Jonathan Wiesel of Royal LePage Terre Equity Realty said the new owner plans to operate a substance abuse and mental health rehab facility there. Wiesel said the sale was complicated and took more than 2 years to finalize because of heritage restrictions. The sale closes on June 1st. Algonquin Highlands Mayor Liz Danielson told Canoe FM there's much excitement surrounding the sale, since the building has sat unloved for many years. She said she's glad to see the buildings being put to use to help those struggling with mental health and substance abuse issues.
The length of time that the Frost Center has been closed has been really disheartening. There have been a number of groups that have tried to make efforts to form a partnership with the previous owners, and they were unsuccessful no matter how hard they tried. And there had been, I think, for the most part, the public has hoped that it would be, continue to be some kind of environmental learning center. But having said that, you know, we are really happy to see, you know, something happening because it's a huge facility and we all want to see it revitalized. I tried to call our planner this morning. I wasn't able to reach him, but to my knowledge, we have not yet heard from the buyer to start the rezoning process because we will have to go through that. There will have to be a zoning amendment made and a public meeting that goes along with that. There have been several minor concerns raised about the type of facility and the what ifs. But you know, I've assured people, look, there's an opportunity for a public meeting. You can voice your concerns. And I'm quite sure that, you know, those fears can be allayed, similar to other applications that we've had in the county. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the revitalization. You know, these days you can really see the need for helping people with mental health issues, with addiction issues, even right here in the county. So, you know, I mean, we're looking forward to a resolution. Hopefully there won't be any issues with the transition, the zoning changes or, you know, any planning issues. And I mean, there might be an overlap between the closing date and getting all of that resolved. But I, at this point, don't see a problem.
Danielson was not in Halliburton during the Frost Center's heyday, but it has been a constant topic of discussion at the council table since she came here 16 years ago. There were attempts to reimagine the center under municipal ownership, but it was never financially feasible.
I really have not been here during truly operational times. When Mr. Aubrey was running the center, I was here, but you know, that proved not to be successful for a variety of reasons. In my time here, and particularly my time on council, it's been, what can we do about the center? What can we, you know, there was urges for the township to buy the center. Well, I mean, it was just too big a thing for us. We didn't need that amount of space. We couldn't afford what needed to be done to it, no matter how much we would have liked to, you know, be able to do something. We have worked with various groups to see if there's anything, how we could maybe support their proposals. But, you know, I'm just glad to see that this is coming forward and maybe something will truly happen there.
As for Martin, the loss of the Frost Center and what it was is something he still feels deeply. But he's optimistic the new owner will create something that can benefit a lot of people in the future.
The big emotional period was when they closed it. There was 35 staff members working and they gave us 3 weeks notice. There was a lot of tears. I'd spent 28 years there. So the big part of my career and all those relationships and experiences that we had there was really significant. I'm glad that there's a new beginning and it remains to be seen how that will unfold and how we as a community might be engaged and benefit. Will there be jobs? Will there be some partnerships there? Will we really have to wait and see what they have in mind?
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.